Hi friends, my name is Heather Kim, and it is my pleasure to be accompanying you on this Advent journey to encountering Emmanuel. The church in all of its wisdom gives us these beautiful liturgical seasons to help us refocus. It's so easy for us to just get lost in routine and the rhythms of life. Liturgical seasons give us an opportunity to sort of wake up and begin to focus again on what's most important. And this Advent season, usually our focus is on two different parts. One is the moment 2,000 years ago when Jesus came crashing into earth and into our history in a real way. This isn't just a story, but Jesus actually became man and walk this earth. The other thing the church helps us focus on is his second coming, that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. But there is a third thing that I would like to propose that we start to focus on this Advent season, and that is that Jesus wants to encounter us right now, that his incarnation wants to become real in the very places of our heart where we desperately need a Savior. Each meditation is going to be nested within the four reasons for the incarnation as laid out in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The first one is that God came to save us. The second one is that he came to make us sharers in his divine life. The third is that he came to be a model for holiness, to show us how to live. And the fourth is that he came to show us the depth of God's love for us. Now, many of us as human beings can fall into the tendency of what I like to call good idea syndrome. It's that we just allow things to stay in our head. We love a good idea, we love a quote, and we might latch onto something, but often we don't take the time to allow those things to seep down into our heart and to actually take root and bear good fruit. So the invitation this Advent season is to slow down and to allow the ideas to seep down into our heart so that we could truly open wide the door of our heart to encounter Emmanuel. Each day, there will be a meditation, questions, and a prayer. And I can tell you right now, if that's all you do this Advent, you are going to be left lacking and disappointed. Those things are just meant to be a springboard by which you actually will open your heart to have an encounter with Jesus each day. Jesus is the one that you're longing for. He is the one that you're hungering for. He is the one who can bring freedom and who can heal even the deepest places of our wounds. Our opportunity this Advent is to actually encounter the one who can do all of those things.